Pipe Network presents.
The views and opinions of the host and the guests do not reflect the views and opinions of the institutions they belong to.
Welcome sa isa na namang kwentuhan at palitan ng mga pananaw tungkol sa life and everything that goes with it. Dito sa Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Layunin ng show na ito na gawing bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na buhay ng karaniwang tao, ang gawain ng pagmumuni at pamimilosopiya. Kaya let's go mga peeps, it's Mooney Mooney time!
Okay, magandang araw mga Pilo peeps. Ito na naman tayo. Meron na naman tayong midweek consultation with Sir Ice, no? At syempre, meron na naman tayong special guest na kasama ngayon, no? Sana nag-enjoy kayo doon sa mga iba nating pinresenta, no? Pero ngayon, no, special dahil medyo matagal ko na tong naging estudyante, no? Hindi ko naman sinasabing matanda na siya, no. Sinasabi ko lang na parang gano'n na nga. Hindi, joke lang. Hindi. Tama lang. No? Kasama natin ngayon si Patty. No? Kamusta, Patty?
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Kamusta po?
Ano na ginagawa mo ngayon sa buhay, Patty?
Ito, trying to get by.
To
get by sa pandemic.
Ah, okay. Mahirap, no? Lalo na sa trabaho mo. Yung trabaho mo sa ano, marketing ba? Parang
yes,
ganyan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Marketing, but medyo affected din yung ano namin, sector namin. But lahat naman tayo. So at least now it's getting better.
Yun nga. Pero yun nga, I think most of, at bottom, the problem really is the unpredictability of the situation. Yeah. Diba? Parang it's easier to deal with like calamities na parang okay, dumating, may nasira, ayusin, move on, no? Ito kasi para kang killing me softly.
Diba? Laging may bago laging may
jab-jab. Hindi ka ninanak out ng todo, pero binubugbog ka ng ano, kala mo okay ka na, bigla ka sasapakin na naman, no? Ito ginangyayari sa pandemic. Kaya kawawa, no? Yung sektor lalo na manggagawa, I'm sure you're very aware yung pinagdadaanan din siguro ng mga workers, no, lalo na sa field mo, no.
Yeah.
So yeah, so let's continue to pray that the situation gets better eventually so that yung mga displaced, 'di ba, yung mga nahirapan ng todo ngayong dalawang taon, no, ay pumuti na, no. At sana sa election, 'di ba, makaboto rin tayo ng
talaga
mga tao, no, na makapagbibigay sa atin ng gobyernong we deserve, no? After
but
going
I'm optimistic
through
naman na it's getting better.
Yeah.
Getting better na.
That's good. So Patty, I want to know, no ba? Why are we here? Why are we talking?
Why are we here?
Yeah, what is question? What is the question? What are we going to talk about?
Sir, well, actually, when you mentioned this to me, nag-iisip ako ng question talaga eh. And then naisip ko na sana this was something that was brought up back in college, diba? But at least now, hopefully, may matulungan tayong mga bata, mga youth.
Mga youth.
Di na tayo kasama sa bracket na yun. So, sa mga youth na pagdadaan yung mga same issues that I faced or were faced by my friends before. So, ano to? Tips for the youth.
Nux. So, yun ang topic. Yun ang title ng episode.
Yun ang title.
Tips for the youth.
Young love. Young love. Yes.
So, ano? Okay. Magsimula tayo. Ano ang gusto mong balikan, naalaala, ng mga tanong na sanay na itanong mo sa akin dati, sabi mo?
Oo nga eh. Sige. So, I'm thinking of issues before. So, since the topic natin is love, since it's Valentine's pa din.
Happy Valentine's nga pala,
Happy
Pilo
Valentine's.
Peeps. Yes.
So, sige, one of the issues namin before is yung tanong na bakit nga ba attracted yung mga tao or like tao in general with something that they can't have.
Mm-hmm. So, ang lalim ng lalim tanong na yun. Mahirap sagutin yan.
Kasi
no?
Diba, meron yun, how do you differentiate love from, like, let's say, the thrill and infatuation lang?
Oh, mag-aayon muna tayo. Hello, anong pangalan?
Zyron!
Hi, Zyron! Say hi!
Bakit pugi ka?
Whoa! Ang bata hindi nagsisinungaling, mga Filipips. Bakit pugi ka? Ikaw rin pugi ka rin eh. Oh, pugi ka rin, no? Ganyan tayo. Alright. Yan. Korean heart.
May sige. Commercial.
Commercial. Sige, pag-usapan natin yung tanong, no? Siguro una, fundamentally, it's really the mystique, diba? I think fundamentally, people, human beings are attracted or curious about things, people, experiences na sabi na nating malayo, distant, hindi bahagi ng kanilang world of what is familiar, what is everyday, what is basic, no? So, usually, ito yung mga bagay na sabihin na nating kumukuha, pumupukaw ng kanilang pansin. Kasi nga, parang, wow, parang bago to ah, no? Ngayon ko lang to nakita, no? So, isa yan, no? Sa tingin ko, may ganong elemento, no? Na na-attract tayo dun sa mga bagay na bago. Mm-hmm. No? At the same time, because we are, kumikilos tayo, no, sa ating mundo na pamilyar, pang-araw-araw, kinasanayan, at hindi bahagi ng konteksto ng ating pang-araw-araw na buhay, itong bagay na ito, na bago, etc. No? It's much more difficult to get them, diba, to possess them, to get to know them, to understand them, because they're not part of your familiar world, right?
Mm-mm.
So they have a way of drawing you out. They have a way of piquing your curiosity in such a way na, what if I leave this familiar place for a second venture out?
Mm-hmm. Why is it associated? Parang why do we mistake it as love? Diba? Bakit, why of all things?
Bakit love agad?
Oo, bakit yun ang...
Okay. Kasi nga, hindi, bahagi yun eh, I think, no, na nagkakaroon tayo minsan ng extreme emotional response sa mga bagay na malakas ang dating sa atin. At madalas, yung mga bagay na malakas ang dating sa atin, yung mga bagay nga, na kagaya na sinabi ko, hindi pangkaraniwang bahagi ng ordinaryo nating buhay, no? Mahirap, sabi mo, mahirap makuha, no? So, naiintindihan mo, yung parang yung mystique, no? Yung sinabi ko kanina, there's a certain mystique, a certain aura, no? That is enveloping this being, this person, this whatever, no? And you know, fundamentally, what is love, 'di ba? Chemically speaking,
yeah.
Love is really an attraction of one entity to another, whatever the motivation may be. Diba? If you want to talk about it biologically, chemically, you know, talk about pheromones, diba, etc. Diba? All of these things. Pero usually, na-attract talaga tayo dun sa mga bagay.
Bawal.
Bagay o tao. O tama. Sa bawal, sa tabu, sa extraordinary, no, sa mga bagay na sa tingin natin ay in turn makapagpapabago din sa atin. Diba? Hindi natin 'yon alam, perhaps subconsciously 'yon, ano, na we think that there is something in it for us if we venture out of our comfort zone and try to understand, 'di ba, and be close to this thing, this person. And sometimes we call it love.
Yeah.
No? When in fact it's perhaps just, you know, this urge to venture out, this urge to possess, 'di ba? Kasi nga, iba yung urge naman to possess, nangyayari lang 'yan dahil mahirap makuha yung gusto mong ma-possess eh. You know?
May kasi thrill.
May thrill. Kung madali naman makuha, why would there be an urge? 'Di ba? Kung andyan lang sa tabi mo, di ba? You won't even think about it as a relationship of possession because de facto, feeling mo, it's already a part of yourself. It's already a part of your world, right? But the thing is, when something exists outside the boundaries of your comfort zone, outside the boundaries of what is familiar, may novelty yun eh.
Yeah.
You want to incorporate. Like, tama.
Yeah.
You want to assimilate, make it part of who you are.
Or feel mo it's something that's lacking sa'yo.
Yes,
that's
exacto.
Why you want it.
Yes. Na parang okay. Itong gaping, you know, hole inside of me na parang I'm bored with the everyday life, etc. Maybe this is the spark that I need to jumpstart things. Diba? Mm. This can make me feel like I'm born again. A better version of me may be waiting on the other side of this door. So why don't we pursue that?
Explore it, yeah.
Yeah, diba? But at the same time, I want to bring in this psychoanalyst. Hirap sabihin, no? Psychoanalyst, no? Psychoanalysis, no? Ang pangalan niya, si Jacques Lacan. Si Jacques, ewan ko kung pamilya. I'm sure narinig mo na si Jacques Lacan, no? Pinag-usapan niya actually yung psychology ng desire. No? Sabi niya, di ba, if I to summarize, di ba, mahaba yung sinulat niya, no? Sa mga Philopips natin, gusto niyong basahin yung sinulat niya, pero I don't really highly encourage you to read it because it's very long, very difficult to understand. No? Ang pamagat, écrits, no? It's French, no? Parang ang ibig sabihin yata ng écrits ay words or writings or whatever, no? Makapal na libro. Kung susumahin, no, sa palagay ko, no, ang ibig sabihin ng pagnanasa o desire para kay Lacan ay ito, no? Nagnanasa tayo hindi dahil ninanasa natin yung bagay o yung tao mismo, kundi pinagnanasahan natin yung mismong pakiramdam ng pagnanasa.
Oh.
Okay. So ulitin ko, no? Kung i-Englishin ko naman, no? The object of the desire is really just a stand-in or a substitute for what you truly desire, which is the movement of desire itself or desiring. Oh, parang kinilig si Pati nun. Parang naiintindi. Oh, gets ko yun. I felt that, sir. Di ba? Yan yung sinasabi mong thrill. Ginawa ko lang mas komplikado. Di ba? Doon ang gagaling yung thrill eh. Kasi para kanyang in-injection na ng adrenaline kapag meron kang bagong object of desire. Naa-addict ka doon sa pakiramdam. Hindi talaga doon sa tao. Hindi talaga doon sa bagay. Gusto mo yung pakiramdam ng pagnanasa. At ang nangyari, incidental lang, nagkataon lang, na siya yung nag-trigger nun.
Yeah.
And to connect it to what I said sa simula, most of the time, the objects, the people that trigger that feeling of desire are those that belong outside the realm of what is familiar to you.
Mm.
Right? Kasi nga, if it's already a part of your world, it's not really a relationship of desire anymore because nasa yun eh. Diba? Bagay na ng mundo mo eh. Ang nakaka-trigger ng desire, yung curiosity na, ano kaya yun? Gusto kong malaman yun.
Yung challenge talaga.
Yung challenge. Ayan. May bagong salita, mga kaibigan. May mga tao na na-challenge. Na parang akala mo hindi ka mapapasa akin. Akala mo foreign being ka, alien ka, no? So may ego, may kilos din ng ego. The ego wants to feed itself, di ba? With this notion that it can make everything around it a part of itself. It can assimilate everything. With its charm, di ba? With its beauty, with its intelligence, its wit, its cunning, whatever. Right? At nakaka-addict yun. Eh. You know, I'm sure, nung college ka, nagkaroon ka ng ganong ano, no? O yung friends mo, yung friends mo. O, di ba? Yung friends mo. Di ba? Nakaka-addict yung ganung feeling na para kang merong adventure. Di ba?
Nung college ako, nadala ako sa gan.
Nadala?
Oo.
O, sige, kwento mo. Kwento mo. Ano nangyari?
Hindi, I mean, ano lang, yung through persistence. Yun.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya naging kami, no?
Ah, okay. So, yun ang tsori ako dyan. No? Tungkol sa why we desire things that we cannot have.
No? Mm. So, what about, sir, yung mga, let's say, kaya ba yung iba parang may thrill for them yung waiting for the perfect love? Maybe they're just after the idea of it nga. They're not really looking for the person.
Yes.
Oh, parang naghahanap sila ng soulmate, but yung gusto talaga nila is yung process of looking for a soulmate.
Ang tawag ko dyan, alam mo, sarili ko lang tong term, no? Pagkantatawa. I call that the Disneyfication of love.
This is Mike and Ham from Please Pause. Meron kaming munting podcast where we talk about all things TV and film. And despite that, surprisingly, we are still married.
Control freak ka kasi sa podcast na to.
30 seconds lang po ang meron tayo. Pakibilisan.
From blockbusters to classics, superheroes to love teams, hit series to teleseries, join us as we have meaningful and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watched. Someday, mababago ka rin ang tagline na yan.
Check out Please Pause on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
See you there!
The Disneyfication, no? You know the typical Disney plot, princesses, princess, di ba? Nagkaroon na tayo ng parang template, subconsciously, no? Na this is how love should look like, di ba? Two people who are meant for each other, pero not really familiar with each other. One is born from wealth, one is born from, you know, not so wealthy, not a very wealthy background. But against all odds, the universe will conspire to bring them together and love will triumph in the end. That is really the template of romantic love, I think. Hindi ba? No? So, pagka ganyan, yung iniisip natin yung mga bakit tayo nadadala sa mga kwento ng soulmates, etc. More than anything, I think it's ano, it's the conditioning that we receive from the reinforced stimulus when it comes to the idea of what love is. And this stimulus comes from, of course, our exposure to media, our exposure to, you know, even fairy tales and children's stories, all of these things. Kasi bata pa lang tayo, di ba, na-expose na tayo sa mga ganyang narratives, hindi mo alam kung paano niya na subconscious mo eh. Di ba? Kaya yung ibang tao masyadong mapili.
Yeah.
Di ba? Tumatanda na.
May,
no?
Ang taas ng
standards.
Eh.
Oo, ang taas ng standards. Meron namang uubra na. Meron namang okay na. Pero tinitingnan okay. Pero gusto ko yung medyo ano, chiseled yung chin. Di ba? Kasi gusto ko yung medyo sobrang matangos yung ilong ng parang si Prince Charming. You know? And you know, when you idealize love in that way, again, it becomes an ego trip.
Yeah.
You know, instead of it being, you know, a relationship between two people, di ba, trying to help each other flourish, di ba? The other, sabi mo nga, becomes merely an instrument for you to fulfill your fantasy. Alam mo, naalala akong kanta. Naalala akong kanta.
Ano?
Huwag mo akong pagtatawanan. Hindi po si Katal. Yan lang, lagi na lang po si Katal. Ito, iba naman. Kilala mo si Karen Carpenter. Siyempre, alam mo yung Carpenters.
Oo.
Oh, di ba? Yung Carpenters, yung may kanta siya. Sasabihin ko na lang yung lyrics. No? Sabi dun sa kanta yung chorus. You've got to love me for what I am, for simply being me. don't love me for what you intend or hope that I would be. And if you're only using me to feed your fantasy, you're really not in love. So let me go. I must be free.
Next. Ganda. Diba? Ang ganda.
Pakinggan mo yan. Mas maganda. Mas maganda pakinggan yan. Di ba? Pag pinakinggan mo yan, ako, ang ganda ng boses ni Karen Garfield. Tapos narinig mo yan. Oh, dama ko yun. Di ba? Hindi ako missing piece of the puzzle ng buhay ng ibang tao, no? Hello? Tao rin ako. No? Pag nagmamahalan tayo, bumubuo tayo ng storya natin. Hindi ako parang plot twist sa kwento ng buhay mo. Di ba? This is supposed to be, ano, di ba, something collaborative.
Yeah.
Diba?
So, hindi siya yung magko-complete sa'yo, basically.
Tama.
Dapat complete ka na to begin with.
Contentious point. Contentious point. When do you know if you are complete? Komo ba nag-centrum ka, complete ka na? Diba? Komo, well, oh, diba? Paano mo malalaman na kompleto ka na?
Independently, you have your own like life decisions aside from that person. Diba?
Okay. That's a typical. That's a typical understanding. You're financially stable. Yan yung sasabihin, diba? You're emotionally stable. You're secure about yourself.
Diba, parang yung existence mo is not dependent on the other person. That's what I meant. Na parang you have your own life, basically.
Yeah, but love to a certain extent is still dependence. It's not full dependence, diba?
Yeah.
Pero pag-ibig ba yun kung two totally independent beings.
No,
nothing
true
to do with each other. Parang, okay, let's get married lang. I don't really need you nor want you in my life. But let's get, di ba? Let's get married anyway. Di ba?
Pressure.
No, di ba? To a certain extent, there is a certain dependence. Mm-hmm. Right? Pero the balance is this, no? Na kailangan ma-strike, I think. No?
Mm-hmm.
Tama na yung insights mo kanina, ang ganda na. Parang gusto ko lang i-tweak, I think, itong notion mo na I have to be complete already, I have to be whole already para hindi parang panakipbutas lang yung taong mamahalin ko. No? You know, ang pag-ibig para sa akin, sabi ko nga ginamit ko yung salita, there's certain complementarity between the two people. You know, you complement each other like salt and pepper, di ba? Like, di ba? Like adobo and I don't know, ano ba masarap i-partner na ulam sa adobo, di ba? You complement. Pero pwede kang kainin ng mag-isa.
Yeah.
Pero mas masarap together kapag kasabay. Naintindihan mo?
Yon.
Yes. So parang ganun yung ginagamit kong metaphor sa isang relasyon na, oh, yes, you are quote-unquote a complete viand meal unto yourself. Hindi ba? Adobo ka, pochero siya, you know? Pero dahil nagpasya kayong magsama, may creative fusion of flavors. May bagong nabubuo. You know? Na kung sa ibang tao ka nakisama, hindi ganun ang mabubuo. O baka destructive. Pero dahil, kunyari, tama yung pinili mo, tama yung nakarelasyon mo. Di ba? So, pwedeng magkaroon ng creative fusion. Mm-hmm. Yun ang ibig ko sabihin na there's a certain dependence still in love.
Yeah.
Na nahahighten yung flavors mo because you are with someone. Right? Hindi ibig sabihin, pangit lasa mo before that person. Di ba? Kumbaga, it adds, it complements, it highlights your hidden, you know, yet to be revealed flavors. Kaya minsan pag kumakain tayo, ang sarap pala pag sinawsaw din ng mangga sa, di ba, akala natin suka, ang tawag dito, asin bagoong lang, bagoong, alamang, no? Sasabi, ang sarap din pala pagka yung dried mango nilagay mo sa chocolate. Diba? May mga ganyan, yung dried mango chocolates. Diba? Naisipin mo, that doesn't work, 'di ba? Parang in your mind, in your in the concept. Kasi nga nasanay ka doon sa ito lang ang mga pwede.
Yeah.
But when you meet the right person, 'di ba, yung mga bagay na parang imposible, na parang hindi pwedeng mangyari yan. Kung totoo yung pag-ibig, it might just work.
Mm.
Right? Diba?
Ganda.
Nakagutom yung usapan natin. So ano mo dyan? General insight sa ating pagmumuni tungkol sa pag-ibig.
General insight.
Moving forward with your love life.
Well, love has always been a choice. Wow.
Nice. M. Scott Peck.
Oh, hi. So, it's a choice. Yun yung, I guess, natutunan ko from, like, my personal experiences and, like, adulthood. Wow. Mm. So, yun siya for me. And, agree naman na the other person should always, like, add flavor to, like, who you already are. Mm. Parang brings out the better person.
Yun. Yan ang pagkakaiba ng sinabi ni Jerry Maguire sa sinabi ni Jack Nicholson sa As Good As It Gets. Mm. Diba? Sabi ni Jerry Maguire kay Renee Zellweger, "You complete me." Hindi yun love. Ego yun eh. Ano sabi ni Jack Nicholson kay Helen Hunt towards the end of As Good As It Gets? "You make me want to be a better man." At yun sa tingin ko ang esensya ng pag-ibig.
Ganda.
Diba? That the other person is able to bring out the best in you. Diba? Mm-hmm. Not for her sake or his sake, but for your sake as well. Natututunan mo ring mahalin yung sarili mo dahil may natutuklasang kang bago sa sarili mo na kaya mo rin palang gawin, di ba? At nangyari lang yun dahil doon
sa kanya.
Sa kanya. Next. Pwede bang Joe the Mango? Pwede na ba akong Papa Jack?
Grabe. Grabe sa love advice.
Love advice. Pwede siguro yung buong lahat na lang ng episodes ko kaya gawin ko na lang tungkol sa love.
Madami yung topic is very broad.
Oo nga eh, parang daming pwede pag-usapin sa pag-ibig, hindi mauubos, no?
So yeah. whole month of Feb, dapat all about
puro that. Love. Sige, tanong ko sa mga producer kung gusto nila yun. Baka magsama, baka maumay yung mga tao. Yon. So yon. Gusto natin magpasalamat kay Patty, mga Pilo Pips, no? Sa kanyang mga hugot na tanong.
Nako.
Ngayong Valentine's
Day.
So,
para sa mga youth.
Yon. Sana ay marami tayong natutunan, no? At marami tayong mga tanong din na umusbong mula sa usapang ito. Yun naman ang mahalaga, no? Tandaan natin, ang pilosopiya, hindi lang yan preoccupied sa sagot. Mas mahalaga sa pilosopiya yung disposition ng pagtatanong, mga Philopips, no? So yun ang i-develop natin, no? Yung ating endeavor na subukan pang sumisid, no? Sumisid, umunawa, no? Sa isang mundo na bagamat mukha nang pamilyar, mukhang alam na, no? Pero kapag you give it a second look, a third look, mukhang bago pala. So dahil sa pag-uusap na ito, sana napa-second look, napa-third look, napa-fourth look kayo sa love. Yun, yun ang segue doon. Dax.
Ang ganda.
Yun
ang
segue doon, Patty.
Oo nga eh.
Alright. So gusto natin magpasalamat muli kay Miss Patty. No?
Thank
you. At huwag kalilimutan na mag-subscribe, mag-like, mag-share.
Mag-subscribe.
Yan. Kung ano-ano man yan. Mga bell, notification sa YouTube, Spotify, at Facebook. Okay? So ito muli si Sir Ice. Kita-kita tayo muli sa susunod na episode. At ingat tayo. No? Stay safe. Bye-bye. Thank you, Patty.
Bye. Thank you, sir. Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay produced ni Johan Arceo, Joanna Esquivias,
Ryan Anthony Racela at Cholo Setiare. Executive produced ni GP Abrahano, Drian De Ocampo at YB Wesley. Boses sa intro ni Jonah Pakula at special participation ni Rene Liboro. Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay isang original mula sa Pipe Network.